This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. Thanks for joining me today. Today we talk some swimming with Paul Cowling, who returns to the podcast. If you haven't heard Paul's story, it went out about a week ago. You can go and have a listen to it. Definitely worth a listen. Fantastic, fantastic story of how he got into triathlon. Today we talk about what he's done to get better in the water. Before we do that, though, a big thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels, then Wheel Science have you covered. You can get all the performance at half the price. We've had a few people take us up on their 10% discount that they are offering to Kona Edge listeners, and if you'd like to get 10% off some world-class race wheels, the URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels, and then use the coupon code Kona Edge at checkout. I got mine a week or so ago and absolutely love them. If you haven't checked the unboxing video, you can click on the link in the podcast player to this podcast. You can go and check it out. They are fantastic. They are brilliant quality and they look super sexy as well. So go check it out. The link is below. And check out Wheel Science as well. It's thekonaedge.com/wheels. You will definitely not be disappointed. Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown and we chat some swimming today. We head back to England to catch up with Paul Cowling. Paul, welcome back onto the show. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
Paul, you grew up and were pretty competitive, and like you said in our first chat, around various water sports. So water for you, I mean, and the swim in itself, it might not have been swimming per se, but you're pretty comfortable when it comes to water, and that is half the battle won, particularly in a competitive sort of a bun fight, if you want, in a race like Kona from a swimming perspective.
Yeah, it certainly helps with not being intimidated with arms flying around and stuff. I'm pretty comfortable in the water, yeah.
I mean, did you swim competitively as a kid, or was it a case of just it was a necessary evil for the other things that you were doing?
I did a little bit, not to a high standard, just like local club for a couple of years. Probably 2 or 3 years, I did a little bit of that.
Coming into triathlon, I mean, you've obviously taken it a lot more serious. How much work from a technique-y perspective have you done on your swim? Has it come fairly easily to you?
I think I was probably a little bit of a bloke about it when I started and just tried to muscle through it. Then address the technique a little bit. I'm pretty fortunate. There's Inspired to Try on the Road with a really great endless pool and cameras and stuff. And when you get to see yourself, you can see just how horrendous some of your habits are. So that really helped having a look at that.
Do you do that often, or was that a case of when you started out or the first time you've done it and you've got a fair idea, or is it something you keep going back to check?
I do go back now. It probably took me 3 years or so in triathlon, and then I got to a point. I'd made improvement, but that was just fitness. And then I just plateaued. I wasn't getting any better. And I was kind of, you know, when you're not quite right, I think. So I just went and had a look. And it's pretty scary. There's quite a lot of work to do, which was encouraging in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's probably one of the things too, is that it can be frustrating when you do hit a plateau like that. But when you discover things, it's a bit humbling thinking that you swim like Michael Phelps until you see yourself. But when you realize that there's so much that you're doing wrong and there's so much that you can work on, it must fire you up to get back in the water and work on those things.
Yeah, it's massively encouraging. All you want to do is just refine that problem that you're trying to solve. So I've had a few of those, but yeah, I go back and address them, and some of the old things slip back in. But I'm a lot more sort of informed now.
What are some of the big things that you've had to fix on your swim technique? Some of the things that were really causing issues.
So my hand entry. Everyone used to get taught to like thumb first, and it was just really awful. That was the way everybody was taught. And then the catch under the water, the shape you made. Everybody in the UK was taught a particular way, but it's not particularly efficient. And my particular issue was just my left-hand side. It was just useless. So I just really lazily hang on the stroke. So my right-hand side was great. And then I just had this straight arm that went really deep and I just rolled over onto it, onto my left-hand side. So the loss there was huge. Lots of improvement.
Is it still something you're working on now? I mean, as you say, like sometimes those old habits slip back in. Is it something you have to constantly be aware of?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, constantly. Every session, really. Just, I mean, they're so ingrained a lot of the time. You're looking for small percentages all the time. So if you just let it creep back in, then you shouldn't be really, should you? Like, you've got to stay on top of it.
Do you get to swim in a squad, or do you tend to do most of your stuff on your own?
Oh, I do it on my own. So just in my local swimming pool. Yeah, just on my own.
Is that out of choice, or is it a case of there's no real squads around you?
Yeah, I'm just miserable. No, it's just convenient. So, and I'm a little bit selfish in that I want to do what I want to do and what I need to do. So, I can go there. I can get up early, get it done. I'm not hanging around and I'm not doing anybody else's session. I'm doing my session. So that's why I work like that.
Favorite workout in the pool. What do you love doing?
I don't know really. Just, I've got one session I like doing, every week. Cause again, I can track my progress. So I'll swim, a K at a time. So I'll swim a straight K, then a K with a pool boy, then a K with a paddle, and repeat that twice. It's 6K, and I find that's a pretty good session. That's probably one of my favourites. I don't do anything particularly exciting or particularly complicated. I'm not one of those guys that has a set list on the side of the pool. If I can't remember it, I don't do it. It's as simple as that. So it's normally just big blocks, really simple, easy to replicate stuff.
Do you still feel that there's big gains to be made in your swim? Is it something you're still working really hard on, or is it a case of maintaining where you're at and just not losing ground?
I feel like there's a lot of improvement, but I'm probably just maintaining and not losing any ground. It's difficult, isn't it? You can't focus on all three disciplines. So if I could stay where I am in the swimming and improve my biking to where I need to be, then I'd be a lot more competitive. So that's perhaps been the focus. Not that I'm not trying to improve the swim. It's just difficult to do it across all three.
Yeah.
At the same time.
And it's also, you get to a point where it's that law of diminishing returns. Is it worth spending an extra 3 hours in the pool when if you spent that on the bike, you probably get more time gains on the bike?
Yeah. Exactly. That's my problem at the moment. So, yeah, I'm hovering around the same kind of times. Have them for a season or so.
In our first chat, we were talking about what you do for a living and the events, and you said you looked at the lake close to you and you wanted to swim across it legally. Have you been able to swim across it legally?
No, not yet. I will at some point.
Do you get to do much open water where you are, Paul, or is most of the stuff in the pool?
Most of my stuff is in the pool, just because it's consistent and measurable. So I have a block in the summer. I'm a bit of a wimp as well. I'm not getting in that lake when it's too cold. But I do enjoy just to mix it up and just add a little bit of volume when I need to. I'll jump in at the local lake and just see where I'm at there and get practice in a wetsuit and stuff anyway. But the majority is in the pool.
In the warm pool.
Yeah.
I love it. Paul, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you to our guest, Paul Cowling, for sharing his Ironman swim advice with us as well. Before we go, another quick iTunes review. This one we got from, let me see who it is from. It is from Mark M in KC. Mark says, I stumbled across this podcast a couple of weeks back looking for some triathlon stories and tips, and this has not disappointed. Great advice and stories from everyday athletes who prove you can succeed despite having to juggle work, family life, and training. Keep up the great work. Well, Mark M in KC, thank you very much for taking the time to leave us a review. It is hugely, hugely appreciated. If you haven't done it yet, please do. It really helps us grow and gets us in front of more people and more triathletes just like you. Before we go, a big thanks to our sponsor, Wheel Science, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're looking for world-class, high-performance race wheels, they're right up there with the best. They're UCI tested as well, and they come with a worldwide lifetime guarantee, free shipping worldwide. And the best part about it is you get all the performance at half the price. I kid you not. Go check them out, okay? That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's the URL to get to. And you can use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off your order as well. That's KONAEDGE at checkout. And the URL, once again, is thekonaedge.com/wheels. You can click through from the link in this podcast player as well. If you want to check out the wheels, there's a link in there as well. You can check me opening up a box of Wheel Science wheels as well. They are a thing of beauty. Go watch that video, okay? Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.